5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Ghislaine Maxwell, if you haven't heard about her yet, she was, I guess, to put it mildly,
she's a terrible, terrible, terrible person.
Right. If you believe it. She's the one that helped Jeffrey Epstein recruit the underage girls.
The whole
story is horrific. It's disgusting. It's CNN on Raven. I remember watching the Netflix documentary last month.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was wondering, I'm like, why isn't this woman arrested in jail right now? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, you're on episode 3 and you're like, how come any of these people are free?
Right. Well, turns out she was finally arrested this week, and that's why she's been all over the news, and she was denied bail yesterday. But as I was reading all about this, there was one thing that really stuck out in my head, something that the prosecution said that she did.
Right.
When they found her in her New Hampshire home,
which she paid cash for and had a representative with a British accent go in and buy for her,
she had her cell phones wrapped in foil.
Of course!
So that the FBI couldn't find her.
If you put the tinfoil helmet on, everybody knows aliens can't read your mind. It's the same premise.
Explain to me how a woman of this quote-unquote stature who has gotten this far in life,
supposed intellect,
right,
culture and background,
truly believes that wrapping her cell phone in a piece of Reynolds foil is going to be like, oh, they can't find me now.
Right.
They can't find me.
Some things you know that they're not actually going to work, but sometimes they seem to actually do the trick, so you do it anyway.
You think so?
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. What's that thing that you were told to do that you did because you thought it was going to work and everyone believes that it worked, but the truth of the matter is it don't work? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. You know when you read something and you just roll your eyes? You're like, how can you possibly be that dumb? That was the reaction I had when I read this. It's Anna Raven. Ghislaine Maxwell, if you haven't heard about her yet in the news, she is Jeffrey Epstein's sidekick, the one that would help recruit underage girls. If you haven't watched that Netflix documentary yet, it's mind-boggling how she hadn't been arrested until last week. I don't understand how she evaded pleas for this long, to be honest.
Disgusting, really. The answer is money.
Right. Well, anyway, when they finally broke into her house in New Hampshire, they found that she had wrapped her cell phones in foil. She believed that the police wouldn't be able to find her if she wrapped her phones in foil. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, you really believe that? You're a multimillionaire, like, that's been hiding forever. Like, that's what you thought kept the cops away?
You think she's cultured. You think she's smart. But everybody knows if you put tin foil on your helmet, the aliens can't read your mind. Come on.
There's certain things that you were told and you believed would work. And then the reality is that they never worked.
Man.
What was that for you? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. Remember when we were young and the Nintendo games, you used to have to blow in your Nintendo games?
Oh, of course, man.
I thought that I would...
You'd get the blue screen
or
half screen.
Yep.
You'd pop it back out.
Right.
And then you'd put... Right.
Yeah,
and
like you'd whiplash with your head.
You'd
do
it put
all
it
way
in
across.
There. You'd snap it in there. Put it down.
That never worked.
I don't know.
It never worked.
I feel like it worked at least half the time.
All I was ever doing was spitting inside those games.
Well, maybe that's what it needed.
Huh.
How about smacking the side of your television to get a better signal? That's always a good one.
Yeah.
When you used to have to get a signal on a television, you would smack it.
Yeah.
You know what I like now, the modern version? Hold your cell phone closer to space. That's when you stand on top of something.
When you don't get reception.
You hold it up.
Yeah, hold it up in the air. Take a step to the left. Take a step to the left. Take two steps.
You're definitely closer to the satellite now, man.
No, I can hear you now.
You're definitely
good.
You're definitely now. Peeing on a friend's jellyfish sting.
Oh my gosh. So we,
does it feel better, man? Does it feel better? I'm doing it all for you.
We were in Ocean City, Maryland, and that happened.
Actually doesn't feel better for me.
My daughter's girlfriend got stung by jellyfish. She was swimming, and we pulled her back up on the boat, and she
everybody peed on her.
Well, that was my daughter Hayden was the first one to volunteer. She goes, I have to go to the bathroom right now. I go,
I'll save you.
So I Google it. Turns out that's not real at all. It doesn't do anything. I was like, you can't just go to the bathroom on your friend. And
well, you know, one time, you got to try it, right?
1-800-330-9999. What's the thing that you were told worked and you believed it, but it definitely didn't?
Okay, cars don't have hubcaps anymore, but when they did, they always told you if you put tinfoil in the hubcaps, like crumbled up tinfoil, that it would deter the police radars.
It would jam the... Are you serious? I never heard that.
What?
It's brilliant. I definitely would have tried. I 100% would have tried. If I had hubcaps now, I would do it.
We're going to find Raven outside in the parking lot just shoving it inside the spokes.
I mean, that would be... at the very least, it's going to sound like cards on your bike. Right. I'll be driving down the road making noise. Yeah. Maybe even throwing sparks. That's awesome. I never heard that.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you think was going to work and you thought it, but it never really did?
Okay, so my grandfather was a big-time jokester my whole entire life. He would always tell you something that was always a little bit off, but, like, I always believed it because, you know, he's my grandfather.
Sure.
The one thing he told me that I believed till I was about 35 years old, when you hold a seashell up to your ear so you can still hear the ocean waves, that's what that sound is.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You can, though.
What are you talking about? You can.
Yeah.
Anna is over here believing that you can.
Have you done it? You can hear it.
You hear the echo of your eardrum.
Well, I believe
is that what it is?
So I had my son, and I was telling my son, I'm like, yeah, and Grandpa told me whatever, your great-grandfather, da-da. And he goes, Sue, you can hold anything to your ear. And he holds a plastic cup to my ear, and I hear the freaking same sound. I'm like, oh, man, he got me again.
Right.
I wonder if anybody actually ever drowned after swimming an hour after eating. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that thing that you thought worked, but it definitely didn't?
Okay, how about duck and cover? In the 50s.
Right.
That happened. Anything would have happened. With big glass windows.
Right. And anything that, you know, if you get under your school desk, you're going to be just fine. You're right.
You are.
No matter what happens. It's good advice. We should start practicing that again.